Back to the questions. Liliana, can you tackle this one for us, which has come in from Katie?
What is the greenest way to power my home?
It's an interesting question. Well, definitely something that is very interesting that I also talk to some of the architect friends of mine is the geothermal energy. But of course, this would require installing special pumps. So if you are willing to do this, and it's basically using the thermal energy of the earth to heat up your home. The other ways are, of course, solar energy is interesting. But then again, in the production of the solar panels, we are investing lots of energy in making these materials and making them cleaner. So it's then a question of processes that are maybe not so green that are going into the production. Natural gas seems to be still okay. And of course, this depends on the quality of the gas. So this can also be use. But I would go for a geothermal energy if I had a choice of, you know, designing my own home.
Sam?
I was reading a recent article that actually suggested wind power might be a lot worse for the environment than we thought, because it actually, the turbines are so large, they end up mixing layers, different layers of the atmosphere, and actually leading to driving processes that cause global warming. So I think this idea of having different levels of cleanliness of what we think of as renewable or clean energy is really interesting. So you think geothermal is the best?
Yes. So, I mean, I think the problem is really that we need to take the whole process into consideration, that it's not only enough to see, okay, this is something which is done seemingly renewable, but you have to calculate and look at the whole process. So I would go for geothermal energy for now.